And welcome to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you. Thanks so much for being with us here today. I'd like to send some thanks out to a couple of the unions that support our work here. That includes AFGE as well as the PSEA. Also, as a reminder, you can always catch us online. You can listen to us live or catch all of our back catalog, any programs you might have missed at our website, theunionedge.com. So we have on the line, it's always a pleasure to have the guys from the District Sentinel with us. It's Sam Knight. Sam, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me, Nathan.
And Sam Sachs.
Hey, Nathan.
All right,
good to be here.
Thanks, guys. Good to have you both. So you guys are always busy. You got great stuff for us today, including some updates on what's going on with Equifax there on Capitol Hill, I guess.
Yeah, and this is broader than Equifax. It's about the whole credit reporting industry. And we had a hearing in the Senate Banking Committee today, featured testimony from one of the trade groups that represent the credit reporting agencies, also featured testimony from EPIC, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, there on behalf of consumer privacy. And we're moving beyond sort of the outrage stage at Equifax and now getting into, okay, well, what are we going to do about this? What sort of new policies should we pursue? And probably under a Republican Congress, we might not see much, but we're at least seeing some Democrats on this committee and in the Senate pushing legislation to sort of rethink the entire credit reporting industry, allowing consumers to have a lot more control over their data, control over when these agencies like Equifax can share your information with various financial institutions or businesses, allowing customers to either opt out of such sharing of information or even more radically opt into it, saying that these companies don't have any right to be dealing in your credit information at all unless you give them explicit permission to do so. So this would be a substantial change to how the industry currently operates, and it falls more in line with how credit should be doled out in this country. I mean, we aren't, as Senator Elizabeth Warren noted during the hearing, we individuals are not customers of Equifax. We are what they're selling, where they're commodities that they're selling to banks and other industries like that. So we should have a lot more control over how they use that information.
Well, absolutely. I mean, obviously, these organizations have a very pivotal role in the way our financial system and our personal finances, right, work in today's society. So as citizens, we should have a degree of control over how they conduct their business. Now, just the mere fact that the Republican Party is holding hearings on this seems significant. Do we have any hope that there any sort of legislation will come out of this or at all, or are we going to have to wait some time before that's going to happen?
Well, legislation has been introduced. Warren has put out a bill called the FREE Act with Senator Schatz from Hawaii. I don't believe there are any Republican co-sponsors on that legislation at the moment, but the facts show that the American public is completely fed up with credit reporting agencies. If you look at annual consumer complaint reports, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the top companies that receive the most consumer complaints every single year are the big three credit reporting agencies. So, you know, maybe it's this Equifax breach that's finally put the spotlight on to an issue that so many Americans have already been aware of on their own individual level, dealing with these companies and how terrible they are.
Yeah, and I watched one of the hearings a few weeks ago, and I was struck by some of the Republican statements. I wouldn't say for most financial issues, I would say they Republicans are unequivocally on the bad side. But we definitely saw a few Republican senators, guys like Ben Sasse, get a little uncomfortable by the fact that there is zero choice in this industry, and that consumers, as Sam said, well, they're not really consumers at all. They're products being sold.
And Senator Tom Tillis, a Republican on the panel today, actually pushed back against Elizabeth Warren's idea of letting consumers opt out or opt into these sort of sharing of their credit information by saying that that was an overreaction and that we might put into jeopardy the entire credit system by not allowing banks and other things to have a complete record of people who are applying for loans. And, you know, maybe that's not a problem. I mean, they can keep that, they can take that into their consideration when deciding whether to give someone a loan if there's an absence of information about that person.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
You're right. And you know, if we want to apply for a loan or for credit, then we can give them that information, but why should they have it without our permission?
Especially when it's been revealed that 20% of the time these companies have mistakes about your credit information in there. So you're basically being forced to allow these companies to share your information, which could be wrong, to these institutions that are going to be deciding whether to give you a loan or not.
And you mentioned the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that came about in the wake of the Great Recession and in order to give consumers defend consumers and protect consumers against, you know, all these problems within a financial system. Is there any chance that on their own they might be able to do anything about this issue, or this is going to require legislation?
Well, I know the CFPB is looking into Equifax and how the whole breach has been handled. I guess it's too early right now to tell what sort of actions might come out of that.
Well, okay. It has been interesting to see that the Republicans were trying a lot harder to kill the CFPB's forced arbitration rule before, and now they seem totally unable to muster the votes to do that, and time is running out on that.
Okay, that's good to know. Well, we better move forward real quick. I do want to get an update from you guys on you know, the tax reform. The Trump administration has put some things out there, but haven't seen all the details. Have you guys heard about any more of the details coming out in terms of what's the talk is up there in the Capitol?
Well, just that it is very much a establishment plan, and they passed obviously the reconciliation bill out of committee that essentially puts a month timeline on tax reform, and a lot of pressure is on them. I think Lindsey Graham said today that if they can't get tax reform, then the Republican Party will disintegrate, which I think he's being a little dramatic.
Okay. But it's certainly, you know, it's going to be one more promise, right, that they made that they won't fulfill. So this is a month for both the House and the Senate to come up with a plan that is identical and pass it. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought that tax reform is going to be a bit easier than any of the healthcare reform legislation, and Trump and Republicans might even be able to peel a few Democrats on to support this, people like Joe Manchin and such. But, you know, we've got a month on this, and plus we had Trump come out with that press conference yesterday with Mitch McConnell that was basically to just show what a great relationship they have. We'll see if there's any substance to that at all moving forward.
Yeah, you would think at the start of the Trump administration that if the Republican Party could do anything, it would be tax reform. But he's made so many enemies, especially in the Senate, thinking about guys like Jeff Flake, that who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, you would think. But, you know, after so many times saying that they would get rid of Obamacare, they weren't able to achieve that. So anything is possible or not possible, I guess, in this case. Before we go, guys, I know you guys have a great story that you've put out there. I just want to let listeners know about it. You guys have been looking into what the EPA has been doing, a recent announcement on radiation safety.
Yeah, it was included in a media guide, very disturbing, in which the EPA basically said that certain levels of radiation would probably do no harm, and a public watchdog called PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, issued an analysis saying that this was reckless. And we have that over on our website, www.districtsentinel.com, if your listeners want to check it out.
Excellent. So you can get all the details there, along with a lot of great news from what's going on in D.C. So thanks, guys. Sam Sachs and Sam Knight, guys, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Nathan.
That's the guys from the District Sentinel there with you. And this is Nathan Ruggles here with the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.